This show furnished by Dr. Robert Martin.
It's the weekend and time to start feeling healthy again. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dr. Martin is a chiropractic physician, a board-certified clinical nutritionist, and diplomate of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. The information presented is educational in nature. Now, on Talk Radio 790 KABC, it's Dr. Bob.
Being with a friend, I said you called Dr. Robert.
Well, your body didn't come with an owner's manual, so I provide the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob. Welcome to the program. Being able to freely call into a radio health talk show and ask a question about one's health and get some health advice is truly a liberating experience. Have you done it yet? Oh, and did I mention the part about getting health advice from a licensed doctor for free 99? Well, it's true, and you're invited to help me help you. Got a health question? Maybe you've got a health challenge of some sort. Not feeling so good? Or you just don't know where to turn? Or what to do to get better? I'm here for you, and I'll do my very best to try to help you out with your health. All you have to do is step up to your telephone and call into this radio show and tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Here's our call and phone number, 800-222-5222. Taking questions on the topic of health. Health questions about yourself or perhaps somebody else in your life that you'd like to call in on behalf of. That's fine with me. From the common cold to the flu, knee problems to heel pain, gout to gallbladder issues, how to lower your cholesterol, drug-free. Again, here's the number, 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-KABC. Now, before we get into some of the headlines we're going to be talking about on the show today, let's step back a moment here and remind somebody out there who may have missed a very important topic that I covered this last week on my Facebook page. How many people in the audience take ibuprofen, I wonder? I'll bet a goodly number of you use ibuprofen. It's a great drug for lowering inflammation and pain. No question about it. It works. However, I wonder if the average person, if they knew that if they took it for, let's say, within 14 days of taking ibuprofen, that their testicles, their balls, would get smaller. Because that's the latest finding out about ibuprofen. Now, here's a drug that's been around since, what, 1974? 43 years ago or so. Ibuprofen was first introduced into the American market by American pharmacies. You know, we're talking about the active ingredient in Advil, Motrin, and many other drugs, ibuprofen. Well, a research team discovered that men taking ibuprofen within 14 days developed a condition called compensated hypogonadism. That means you're playing small ball, meaning your testicles are shrinking. That's what the condition's about, not every man. And, of course, what they noticed is it was especially prevalent in younger men who were exercising, and because they were getting sore as a result of their exercise and lifting weights and doing other things, athletes. So, you know, they were taking it on a regular basis, ibuprofen, and whatever they said on the label to take, if a little's good, a lot's better. So they took more. And in association with that, they saw shrinking testicles or their balls literally getting smaller. They also noticed they had impaired fertility and depression and increased risk of cardiovascular events, which is nothing new with this drug because that's well known if you take ibuprofen. Cardiovascular risk big time. It even talks about that on television. Heart failure, stroke, all those kinds of things. So this is a serious drug you need to take very seriously, and if you use it at all, use it judiciously and not feel that, you know, just because it's over the counter and you can purchase it yourself at 200 milligrams a throw, that it's okay just to reach in and throw it back every day so that you don't have to face pain. You don't have to get sore. You can go out and mow that lawn even if you're hurting. Well, yeah, the problem is still there. You may cover it up, and these drugs are good, and they're all right for a reason when you need them. But way, way, way too many people are taking this drug, and they don't even realize their shrinking balls is related to the ibuprofen consumption. And you know, the sad part of this is, this may be one of the many factors as to why increasing numbers of couples fail to become pregnant. It's certainly a gold mine for doctors in the fertility biz. I mean, it's expensive. If you've ever known anybody who makes an appointment at a fertility doctor's office, and they go in, they do all these tests, some of those people come out of there with a ticket of about 30 grand or more. And they keep trying and they keep trying and they keep trying. Could it be the ibuprofen they're taking? And they don't even know about it. But heartbreak and financial debt for some of these unsuspecting wannabe parents happens. So spread the word if you know anybody out there. One, if they're looking down there and looking at their package and it's getting smaller, I wonder if it's the ibuprofen they're taking. Or if they cannot get a family, start a family, is it the ibuprofen? And certainly if there's a risk of heart problems with that person and other issues, they ought to think long and hard about taking ibuprofen in the first place and find other safer options when that's appropriate. And often it's appropriate. It's just that most people don't know how to get to that information. All right. Also, we're going to be talking today, before we get to the phone calls and questions, and if you want to call in and ask a question about your health or the health of somebody else, you can right here, right now. Here's the number into the program, Health Advice, free 99. 800-222-KABC, 800-222-5222 is the phone number to call. Right now, what is it, Frank? What is it, about 29 states right now have legalized pot, weed, ganj, skunk, whatever. There's hundreds of names for marijuana. I think 28 or 29 states legal for medicinal use, and some states legal for recreational use carried at a certain amount, right? So you have all these states that are legalizing marijuana, and soon there's going to be a lot more states that legalize. We're seeing an ever-increasing amount of automobile accidents and all kinds of other health problems associated with this. So here's the question we have on my website. I would love for you to weigh in on this and give your opinion of it. The health poll question is the following. Are you in favor of a roadside breathalyzer test to detect driving impairment due to marijuana use? Do you think that California Highway Patrol officers should have at their disposal a breathalyzer, not just for alcohol, which is very important, and never drive while intoxicated with alcohol, but do you believe they ought to have, and I think they're still refining this, they're looking at it, and they're trying to develop this so that it's accurate, so they have the ability, roadside breathalyzer test, to detect someone that, you know, they go over, they smell the skunk coming out of the car, the guy's eyes are lit up and they look bloodshot, they're asking the police officer if he has a brownie, they got the munchies, all that stuff. And do you think that this breathalyzer test is an important thing for marijuana? Yes or no? You can vote on my website at drbob.com. drbob.com. I'll tell you what, and I'm not trying to prejudice you on your decision, what you decide to vote on this question, but I don't want anybody going down the road that's high on THC marijuana if they're driving in the opposite lane of me. I can tell you that because I know stuff about marijuana. Not that I've ever inhaled or exhaled, but I know that there are people who are big-time users while they drive. So we're asking you the question, are you in favor of a roadside breathalyzer test to detect driving-impaired impairment due to marijuana? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. That's drbob.com. All right, here's something that I want males and ladies who have a male in your life to know about. Urine flow is a good indicator of prostate issues. Urine flow is a great indicator of prostate issues, actually. If your once proud urinary stream has dwindled, it's less than what it used to be or should be, it's highly likely that your body's trying to talk to you to tell you that you have a prostate issue. Now, you can either ignore it or go, ah, whatever, or you can do something about it. If that untreated prostate issue goes on, it can lead to other health challenges. And not only that, in your love life, it can really knock you right out of the box, big time. Because why? Well, your prostate is intimately involved in intimacy. So it should be about the size of a walnut. That's a normal prostate. When it gets larger than that, it starts to crimp down on your urinary stream. You start frequently urinating because you can't get rid of all of it. It's not good, and all of a sudden you start having all those unscheduled, unnecessary, and unnatural trips to the bathroom. You can utter the five dangerous words, maybe it will go away, or you can pick up the telephone and solve it by ordering PT9. PT9 has 9 ingredients in it. It's a nutritional supplement that's based on science. Science that shows that certain nutrients, when they're deficient in your diet, can perpetuate and cause prostate issues. You don't want to be one of them. So solve all of that. Have a healthy prostate, normal flow, and healthy testosterone levels with PT9. It is guaranteed to work, or you get your money back. Here's the number to call if you want a healthy prostate now and forever. 1-800-317-9863. 800-317-9863. Now, lifestyle-wise, you need to do your work with making sure that you're getting the appropriate amount of exercise. You're not sitting all day long. That also sabotages prostate health. And you're pulling back on all the saturated fat and the alcohol. Those are things that can sabotage prostate health, too. But PT9 will clear it out, guaranteed to work. Safe, non-prescription, and is helping hundreds of thousands of men solve their prostate problems and prevent them. PT9, 800-317-9863, 800-317-9863 for PT9. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Call us.
Oh, baby, how much you charging for the minute?
Nothing. The call is toll free at 800-222-5222.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Talk Radio 790.
KABC.
Wanna be an insider?
Hell yeah!
Log on to KABC.com now and become a KABC insider.
Ooh, what do I get?
Get special access to SoCal's hottest concerts,
sporting events, including Kings hockey,
and more. The KABC Insider.
Because if you're not on the inside,
you're out. Register now by going inside. KABC.com.
All right, Dr. Bob Martin with you. If you're on hold right now and you're waiting to get on the air to ask your health question, be patient. We'll get to your call. And if you want to join us, if you're in the audience and have some type of a health concern, quit uttering the five dangerous words. Maybe it will go away. Step up to your telephone and call Dr. Bob. And let me help you to become your own best doctor most of the time. I'll tell you how. All right, before we get to all of that, let's talk about Dr. Ross Pelton, a licensed, certified pharmacist. He's been on the show before. He's also an author, also a former hospital administrator. He's the guy that disclosed or broke the news about RegActive, the nutritional supplement that is transforming the future of preventive and restorative health. RegActive, R-E-G apostrophe A-C-T-I-V. Backwards, it spells really active regeneration. It is the nutrient that features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate our bodies to produce more glutathione. What is glutathione? Well, glutathione is the body's master antioxidant. It's the nutrient that keeps in check our cells from getting old prematurely. It is the nutrient that quashes and helps get rid of environmental toxins. And when you're low in this glutathione, you will age prematurely. You don't want that. So the way to get that fixed is to take the supplement RegActive, R-E-G-A-C-T-I-V. If you're on any pharmaceuticals, this is a must-do. If you're a person who's vain like I am, you don't want to age before. You want to look as young and as fit as you possibly can. You need to have higher levels of glutathione. RegActive helps you to do that with 20 years of research behind it. You can find RegActive at finer health food stores, or better yet, make it even quicker than that and go over to Amazon.com and order it today. Amazon.com, they carry RegActive. That's R-E-G apostrophe A-C-T-I-V. Just type that into the field when you get over there. Amazon Prime, have it to your doorstep in no time at all. RegActive, R-E-G-A-C-T-I-V, RegActive. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
I need a miracle.
Help him help you. Have you had your Dr. Bob talk yet?
Follow Dr. Bob on Twitter at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, let's get right to work with our callers who are interested in feeling better, functioning better, and performing better, and getting healthy advice at someone else's expense. First up, we say hello to Annette, who's calling in from Van Nuys. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Annette, hello.
Oh, hello. Two or three months ago, you were advertising something, some lady that was selling a product for memory and sleep that had spearmint in it or something, and I don't remember the other ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you stopped advertising, and I had not gotten around to taking down the name and the contact information.
Not a problem. There are a lot in this category, because right now we know that, 70 to 80 million Americans, according to the latest research, Annette, have difficulty initiating sleep. We should hit the bed, and within 20 minutes, we should be sawing some big-time logs. And some people, they sit there, you know, they're dog-tired, they're weary, and they know they want to go to sleep, and their body needs to go to sleep because you've been up a long time, but they can't initiate the sleep. And they have first stage or stage one insomnia. And then you've got another group of people who they can go to sleep okay, no problem, but then, you know, an hour or two, then all of a sudden they wake up out of nowhere, and they feel like they could go out dancing, and they can't get back to sleep, and they just lay there, do-do-do-do-do-do, and they can't get back to sleep. That's phase two insomnia. So there's a lot of reasons behind sleep problems, and, you know, there's a lot of products on the market. What you got to do is to keep a good track of what you're doing that may be part and parcel of why you're not sleeping. For example, some people, as they get older, become more sensitive to caffeine. And if you're having sleep problems, the very first thing that ought to be removed from your diet or your regimen each day is caffeine. No caffeine. Go to zero and phase out of it if you like, or switch over to green tea, which has a lot less in it, and have it earlier in the day. Also, alcohol interferes with sleep. If you're thinking, well, I'm going to have that glass of wine at the end of the day, and it'll just chill me right down. Look, some people, it's fine. They are able to handle that, but others don't, and it messes with their sleep. So those are the two things I would get rid of. Also, we know that exercise is important. If you're exercising during the day and you're outdoors, you're going to sleep better at night. It's that simple. Sedentary people do not sleep as well, as soundly, as people who are active. We know that. And, of course, you mentioned some things. There are lots of things, lots of nutritional supplements that you can take that are available in health food stores, omega-3 fatty acids like the omega oils, the good oils. There's herbs, tons and tons of herbs that you can take. Just a cup of chamomile tea would work. Or there's something called California poppy extract works very good. Even taking a little bit of magnesium right before you go to bed. So you have a lot of options. And those same things, often those same things help with memory. And I know there's a lot of research right now that's talking about these nootropics or nootropics to help enhance memory. But this has been going on in Europe for a long time. I mean, we're just now finally picking up on this. Things like vinpocetin, which is a which is periwinkle, and it helps to improve memory and cognition, as does the omega-3. And you got ginkgo biloba's been out there. There's certain other things. I guess you got the idea by now. You can do something about it, but it has to be a whole package. It just can't be, what's my next pill to add to the six drugs that you're taking right now? The average person over the age of 60 is on six or more drugs. What the goal should be to get off of drugs, or at least minimize the ones that are not necessary, and most aren't necessary. All right, I thank you for your phone call, Annette. Next up, we say hello to Amy. She's in South Bay. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Hi,
Amy, hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about internal bleeding. Now, do you, if you take an X-ray, can you see where the bleeding coming from?
Not really. You need more sophisticated things like ultrasounds, magnetic resonant imaging, MRIs. Very difficult to pin down. You can see there's anatomical problems. For example, are you talking about bleeding as in you're seeing blood in your stool or your urine?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, in the stool, and also it come out even, you know, sometimes even you don't poop, but it just liquid but come out.
Mm-hmm. What color is it, Amy?
Red.
Okay. Well, if it's red, we know automatically it's in your lower tract, not in your stomach, for example, because if it's in the stomach, you have more of a black, kind of a, you know, coal-looking substance coming out. I know this is a little graphic and it's too much information, but it is a health show. But if you have a hemorrhoid situation, that's most likely, or a fissure or something else, that should be dealt with. And how long have you been having the bleeding?
For a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no symptom, but I'm not sure what it is.
Well, the symptoms are the very last thing to show up, not the first thing. And you can be bleeding to death and not have one symptom whatsoever. So what you should be doing is thinking about, okay, so what causes hemorrhoids? Well, there's a lot of things that cause hemorrhoids. Dehydration, not drinking enough water, not getting enough fiber in the diet, too much dairy foods, too much meat, sitting too much, straining too much. You know, those are the things. And being vitamin C deficient, that's a huge cause of hemorrhoids. Vitamin C deficiency. So what you should do immediately is get over to the health food store and start taking more vitamin C. And you can get that in the form of quercetin or rutin or hesperidin. These are bioflavonoids that help to strengthen the capillaries so that when you do have something traveling through that area of the body, they're not as likely to bleed and rupture. I would do that. And then you need to work towards cutting back way back on the dairy and the red meat especially, and start pumping up the fiber in your diet. The fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, the beans, the legumes, that will help out automatically. But keep the water high, at high levels, water. And you should drink about half your body weight in ounces of water a day. And you should see a doctor. You know, you should report this to your doctor if this has been going on a while. because you can become anemic, and the problem's not getting any better. Now, there are some safe and effective things you can also do with suppositories with a lower-end, lower-track hemorrhoid. There's a vitamin E suppository that you can insert right in your rump, right before you go to bed at night, Amy. It's called, there's a company by the name of Carlson's. They have this key, K-E-Y, vitamin E suppository. Because if you have a fissure or you have a, you know, a hemorrhoid or something, it will at least soothe that area until which time you can make the adjustment in your water, your diet, your lifestyle to solve the issue. Hopefully, you know, you can avoid any medical intervention as it relates to hemorrhoid care, because sometimes that's a rough go, even though sometimes it's necessary. Anyway, those are the considerations for you. I would suggest you take a look at that. And Amy, I appreciate your phone call. And that opens up another line. If you have a health question or some type of health issue, I'm here for you. The number into the program is 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. 800-222-5222. Now, last week, if you were listening to the program, I did a big segment. I took a lot of time to explain things about the flu that you're not hearing about. You're not hearing about the you know, how to prevent it, how to treat it naturally. Most people don't know how to tell the difference between a cold and a flu, because one is obviously more serious than the other usually. That would be flu. You're not hearing about the hypocrisy of doctors telling people not to go to work, and yet they go to work sick, and nurses are going to work sick, and pharmacists are going to work sick. They tell you not to do it, but they do it. Not all of them, but a goodly number of them. And I laid out the statistics to you that is really tragic. It really tragic that it goes on. I also talked about Tamiflu and Theraflu, the problems associated with those drugs that are given as antivirals or to get people back, you know, on track, that have so many side effects, and flat out they don't work that well. I also, last week on the show, I hope you were around, described what's in a flu shot. That, you know, and all the spinmeisters are out there now trying to spin the, you know, doing the fuzzy math, trying to convince you, because it's the holy grail of mainstream medicine, this flu fraud, this flu vaccine fraud that's been going on for years. And people just buy into it because they just assume it's all true. You tell a lie long enough. Yeah, this year, 10% effective. That's what they first came out with, remember? 10%. 90% ineffective, the vaccine. Now all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, I read 20% now. They're upgrading the flu virus, flu vaccine to 20%. Just before going on the air the other day, on another show on Saturday that I do in Phoenix, I read that doctors are saying, well, by the end of the season, the flu season, we should see about 30% results of the flu vaccine, which is all spin and lies. You got to know that. And then, last week I talked about what you can actually do to prevent the flu and treat the flu safely and naturally. If you missed it, you can get into the podcast and listen to it. It's important. Over on my website at drbob.com, drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. The podcast of the hour is there. You can also go over to kabc.com and listen to the program as well. It's serious. Most people with flu, they die of pneumonia, not the flu. That's what usually kills most people. And usually these are compromised people who have concomitant problems, or they have already some other, you know, severe medical issue, or they're, you know, weak to begin with, and it's a tragedy to lose any life, especially a child's life, or somebody who's elderly, but it happens because we're ill-prepared every single year. We're not learning anything each year. We just wait and wait, and we don't tell people vitamin D is, and vitamin C and probiotics are the things to do coming into the flu season to decrease the risk of these diseases happening. We just don't do it. Because there's too much ill in them, there are too much gold, I should say, in them, thar ills, i.e., you know, crisis management, triage, the whole nine yards, which you have to have too. It's necessary, but boy, we do a terrible job about informing people about what they can be doing, truly doing, besides just not coughing and sneezing. All that's important, of course, in hygiene. But vitamin D is far and away a better way to go. And if you learn how to take it and how much to take, your flu situations will be minimized and reduced greatly. The science shows it, but of course mainstream medicine takes about 10, 20, 30, 40 years to catch up with anything outside of just pushing more drugs on people. Because that's the game. And again, it's not that doctors want people to be sick, it's just what they learn. So it's garbage in, garbage out. Alright, let's talk about this and then we're gonna go to, information, about junk food. Harmful as life-threatening disease. So if you are a person who eats fast foods, the scientists at the University of Bonn in Germany have discovered shocking information about how junk food and fast foods cause the immune system to go haywire and break down. We're going to be talking about that, but first this. Well, this is a new year, of course, and some people have written off ever having full, thick, and healthy hair again like they used to have. Don't you be one of them. If you want to look younger and have that full, thick, healthy-looking hair, then check it out with Provia. Provia is a natural hair-thinning therapy that you simply massage into your scalp right before you go to bed at night, and it feeds your hair follicles because they're starting to shrink. They're not getting the blood supply like they used to. They may be having a negative effect with testosterone hitting the shaft and shrinking them up. What you're doing here with the Provia, which is an all-natural hair thinning treatment, a blend of plant extracts that safely and naturally helps to stimulate hair growth and maintain hair so it doesn't fall out, that's what you're doing, and the company that developed it guarantees that it'll work for you or you get your money back. Best of all, Provia works on both men and women. In fact, it also can be used on colored and treated hair. Results are guaranteed. It's a no-brainer. You can order Provia today, and you're 2 weeks away from stimulating your hair follicles, so all that hair loss, thinning, receding hairline, hair dropping out on your comb and your brush excessively, stop it in its tracks with Provia. 1-800-525-6916. Some people notice their part in their hair is getting wider. Stop it with Provia. 800-525-6916. 1-800-525-6916 for Provia. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. Authorities have now confirmed that 20 people perished in last week's Montecito mudslides in Santa Barbara County. 4 people are still missing. Firefighters and paramedics were called out to the scene of an officer-involved shooting this morning in Lincoln Heights in response to a report of a man possibly armed with a gun. It's unknown if the suspect was killed. 3 people are dead in the Palmdale-Lancaster area today, and sheriff's investigators are trying to determine how and why it happened. And with California's gubernatorial primary less than 6 months away, the 6 major contenders to succeed Governor Jerry Brown met for the first time Saturday at USC. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s to around 70 at the beaches, mid-70s to mid-80s inland, winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour, tapering off this afternoon. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Lovatar in front to Killian Barbary. Shoots! Score! Leanne Tweed, what a hit! Doug McIntyre, a shot, and he scores!
We are all kings!
The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne tomorrow as they face off against the San Jose Sharks.
Saved by Quick!
Nick and Daryl get things started at 12:30 with Inside Kings Hockey. Then, stick around after the game for Kings Talk, exclusively on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.
If you've been listening to my show, you've heard me talking about an amazing supplement called C-Veg, a natural and organic multivitamin containing 92 vitamins and minerals, including calcium, antioxidants, omega-3 and 6. The Asian cultures know that sea plants are one of the healthiest, most nutritional plants you'll find on land and sea. C-Veg has been helping people boost their immune systems, balance their metabolisms, reduce inflammation, and provide moisturizing to skin, hair, and nails. Try C-Veg to enjoy all the benefits of these sea vegetables. C-Veg, feel healthier and younger or your money back. To order, call toll-free 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929. Or go online at buycveg.com. That's B-U-I-C, like the ocean, veg, V-E-G.com. Order in the next 60 minutes. Use discount code Dr. Bob and shipping is free. Call now 855-627-9929 or online at buycveg.com.
Yeah, you can be the greatest. You can be the best.
Listen to Dr. Bob's entire three-hour show, live or podcast. Just go to Dr. Bob's webpage at drbob.com. Spell out doctor, that's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
You could be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
And I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And if you want to ever sample the nationally syndicated version of the show that I do nationwide, you can hit my website and get into the podcast library and listen to all 3 hours of the program. It is chocked full of information you may not learn about or hear about anywhere else. We bring it each week for you. And if you're up in the middle of the damn night, you can hear it here on KABC starting at 1 a.m. on Sunday morning. And then we have this live version you're listening to right now so that we can interface with you, straight ahead, meaning that you can call and we can talk. Have you had your Dr. Bob talk yet? It's real simple. You dial into the program. You ask a question about either yourself or somebody else related to health or make a health comment. And I'll do my best to try to help you out. Here's the number into the program, 800-222-5222. 1-800-222-KABC. Taking questions on the topic of health. 800-222-5222. Now, I am a recovering junkaholic. I'm a recovering junk food addict. I'm a recovering fast food wizard. I don't eat it anymore. And it's been 40 years since I stepped into a fast food restaurant. But I still dream about it. I still do. Because they make it taste so good that you want it. But when I think about what's in it, I reject it. I say, no, I don't want it. And here is an interesting thing that just came out. Scientists from Germany saying junk food is as harmful to your body as a life-threatening disease. That's what their studies claim. Now, I'm sure that if you eat junk food or fast food every once in a while, no big deal, but I'm telling there are some people who dine out. They actually call it a restaurant, the fast food. They roll up to the window, they get their sack of grease, and they're gone. And they say, oh, I eat lots of vegetables, I eat french fries. That's their definition of vegetables. They eat french fries. Well, don't believe me, believe the researchers from Germany. They say eating burgers and fries can be as harmful as catching a life-threatening illness, according to a new study. Scientists at the University of Bonn discovered that junk food causes the immune system to go haywire. Haywire. If you're eating junk food, putting it into your body. I mean, you know what's amazing to me? I've always noticed this about behavior. People who have these really cool cars and expensive cars and cars that need to be highly maintained, oh, they'll put the highest octane fuel in there they can possibly find. They'll even put STP gas treatment in there. And then they'll go down the street and eat taco smell or some other greasy food place. And put junk into their machine, their body. It amazes me that that happens. But again, that's human behavior working in reverse for all the wrong reasons. But these scientists at the University of Bonn found out that junk food going into the body, which is devitalized, it's not full of any nutrition, it's pretty much dead, and it's fried, and it has all these free radicals, it causes your immune system to go haywire. A fast food diet makes the immune cells more aggressive over time, increasing the risk in the development of major illnesses. These effects can last long after a switch to even a healthier diet, of which it should be in an optimal setting, more fruits and vegetables, organic if possible, whole grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, beans, fish, and so forth. Instead of, you know, eating dead, devitalized, nutrition-less food. Why would one, knowing this information, why would you want to have your immune system go haywire? That's the last system you ever want to fool around with. It's like blowing up your engine's computer inside that runs the entire engine. You wouldn't do that either. Researchers say the findings could explain the link between fast food and the hardening of arteries. Since the typical deposits largely consist of lipids, or fats, and immune cells. So most of the time we're our own worst enemy, mainly because we don't get any training or any knowledge or education early on about knowing this stuff is bad. We just, you know, get sick, come on down, and see you the next time you're sick, rather than educating people about how to stay healthy. We don't do that here. We just don't, and that's why we have a sick care system. That needs to change. Now, these fast food meals are typically high in fat, sugar, and sodium. They've been linked to many adverse effects, including an increase in diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and colon. And I know it's hard in a fast-paced lifestyle when you don't have time to cook, you don't have time to prepare. It is hard to find calories in food, but there are places that are available. I mean, you can walk into a, you know, any Whole Foods and go through the go over to the deli part and pick anything you want. But that's not the only one. You could go to Mother's Markets or Lassen's. I mean, there's lots of healthy foods everywhere to find. You just have to look at it as a priority. I mean, some people will drive miles and miles to get the high-octane gas or something for their engine, but they won't do it for their body. What is wrong with this picture? In fact, a 2014 study found that a poor diet could weaken the immune system. It revealed that consuming about 100 grams of sugar, and a lot of people do that on a daily basis, could limit the ability of our white blood cells, those soldiers we must have in order to kill the common cold all the way to cancer cells. So, you know, taking the mother load of sugar into your body on a daily basis just quashes the immune system. Why do you think people get so sick during the winter months? Why? Because we just came out of all this sugar orgy activity, starting with Halloween and going into Thanksgiving and then Christmas and Hanukkah, the first of the year, and we wonder why we have colds and flus and excess weight. That's what's going on. And they found these human subjects in this research. They saw genetic evidence of the involvement of what are called inflammasomes. Inflammasomes, a chemical that recognize agents and other harmful substances that release these inflammatory messages. And what you're doing basically when you're eating junk food is you're causing DNA damage. You're literally, over time, it's not once in a while eating junk food, it's no big deal. And I don't, but some people, you know, you need calories and you're getting ready to faint. I get it. You roll in, you get what you need. But on a regular basis, it can damage your DNA. So learn everything you can as soon as you can, implement it, and you're going to be a lot better off and protect the most important asset that you have in life. What is that? No, it's not your house. It's not your car. It's your health, because with it, you have everything, and without it, it won't matter. I know a lot of wealthy people that I have seen in life that had money to burn, that went down early because they worked too hard and stressed themselves and didn't eat right and didn't pay attention to their body, didn't take enough chill time, and paid the big price ultimately. Don't you be one of them. Now let's talk about your vision. Vision is important. What can you do without that? Not much. One of the leading causes of blindness is cataracts. What most people don't know, though, is that by age 40, you, and I'm talking to you, one or both of your eyes will already have signs of having a cataract, a clouding of the lens of your eye, where you light can't get in order for you to properly see at night and everywhere else. Cataract is a leading cause of blindness. Here's the good news, though. Thanks to solid medical research, we now have available to us, yours included and mine, an eye drop that you can use on a daily basis to stop the formation of cataracts. And most people, if they live long enough, they're going to develop cataracts. It happens. And this eye drop not only stops it, but it reverses it. It's revolutionary. It's science-based. It's all natural. It's called CanSee, C-A-N-C, CanSee Eye Drops by Wise Choice Medicine. Wise Choice Medicine, the distributors of CanSee Eye Drops, this special nutrient inside these eye drops called N-acetylcarnosine, which the research determined was depleted in the eyes of people who suffer from cataracts and other eye conditions, too. I mean, people with dry eye are benefiting by the CanSee Eye Drops by Wise Choice Medicine. People with retinal problems, floaters, what else? Macular degeneration, even glaucoma patients can benefit by having this eye drop imparted into their eye if they're deficient in the nutrient, which most people are. So think about how important your sight is now and in the future it will be to you as far as your lifestyle and your quality of life. And then get started like I did years ago on CanSee Eye Drops by Wise Choice Medicine. Check out the science behind it at wisechoicemedicine.com, wisechoicemedicine.com, or quickly, you can also call the company directly and get started on your eye drops as soon as they can get it in the mail to you. Here's the number to call, 800-861-4936 for CanSee Eye Drops by Wise Choice Medicine. 1-800-861-4936, 800-861-4936, or wisechoicemedicine.com on the internet. This is the Dr. Bob Martin Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Okay, here's the scoop.
It's Peter Tillman. On the next Peter Tillman 10, we will discuss Trump's medical exam. Did he pass? Megyn Kelly is in hot water, and we've got a new game. How many times did CNN say the word hole? That's right. Did they say hole more than 50, under 50? And how many times did I just say hole?
Got a dirty mouth, kid.
That and more, starting at 10, right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
President Trump cancels a trip to London because of Barack Obama?
Facebook just announced a major overhaul of its news feed.
And reason 178 to avoid the beach, Newport's full of sea snakes.
Get smart on the next McIntyre to Morning 5 to 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
All right, stand by, because coming up, we're going to talk about what the state of Ohio is doing in order to rein in all the excessive amount of opioid prescribing, which has hit that state very hard. You have these drug-pushing doctors out there who are in large part responsible for the opioid epidemic. Doctors and hospitals pushing opioid drugs, these narcotics, to people, hooking them, and then eventually cutting them off, and then they have to go to the black market, they have to go to the street to get the hillbilly heroin. Sad story. We'll have that in just a moment. We're going to talk about what Ohio's doing, and I hope the state of California finally gets a clue on this as well as other states. First this, though. Many of you have made it through the holidays because just by the skin of your teeth, but you know that you've eaten a lot more junk food than you should have. Rich foods, greasy foods, foods that are high in fat, high in sugar, and you may still come out of there with digestive issues. Burping, belching, bloating, gas, all of that. Here's a way to counter it. Here's a way to curb it. Here's a way to solve the problem. It's safe. It's natural. It's also part of my recommendation as to how to avoid the flu. And that is making sure the gastrobiome of your body, the gastrointestinal tract, has all the good bacteria you need, because that's where most of your immune system resides. What I do, I take Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provides optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods and beyond, and for sudden upper digestive distress. Let's say tomorrow you just get a kind of a sour stomach after you eat. Chew a couple of the capsules of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Voila, you're better. Now, the enzymes and the postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of a 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health, therefore your immune system, so that you come out hopefully unscathed, this immune system, when everybody else is dropping. Now, you can find Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at finer health food stores, including Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other natural retailers, or you can go online and order Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Amazon.com. And spell out Dr. O'Hara's. O'Hara's is spelled O-H-H-I-R-A apostrophe S. Two H's in O'Hara's, Dr. O'Hara's. Find your health food stores or on Amazon, Dr. O'Hara's at Amazon. Check it out. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Dr. Bob, I just love it when you talk healthy to me.
America's number one health talk show, the Dr. Bob Martin Show, can also be heard Sunday mornings from 1 to 4 a.m. From headaches to hemorrhoids, pimples to prostates, and much more. Starting at 1 a.m., the Dr. Bob Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
All right, so the state of Ohio is imposing strict rules on people who injure their backs on the jobs, because doctors are apt to put them on opioids and the, you know, the company Yes Doctors, and send them right back to work. And then they really injure themselves. Ohio residents with work-related back injuries in most cases must try remedies that are of a conservative nature, like rest, physical therapy, and chiropractic care before turning to spinal fusion surgery and prescription painkillers under a groundbreaking new guideline that is partly meant to reduce the overprescribing of opioids, which was started in the medical profession, and now we have an opioid crisis. So that's the deal. And the states of Washington, Colorado, and Minnesota already restrict injured worker payments for surgery. The Ohio policy went into effect January 1st. And so they're commanding and demanding that people undergo conservative care for at least 60 days before getting chopped into little pieces, with surgery. I know, a little Band-Aid is all you need. No, it's BS. Look, spinal surgery sometimes is necessary. Most of the time it's not. Especially if you know what you're doing and you can render conservative care in non-fractured cases. And so they understand this because they see the statistics. In fact, we now know that chiropractic patients need opioids and get opioids 55% less often than people in the general public. What does that say? It says that if people get chiropractic care, they won't have to go on these dangerous drugs most of the time. And that's why Ohio, the state of Ohio, is trying to save some big bucks in helping people get to conservative care before they get sliced and diced and have procedures. All right, we have this final message for you about GenuCell. The people over at GenuCell, the people that make the under-eye cream for bags and puffiness, they want you to know also that you can get the droopy eyelid treatment for free when you order GenuCell. So if you have droopy eyelids, the wrinkles on the eyelids hanging over, and the bags under the eyes, You can take advantage of this by getting the free eye lift treatment with their Droopy Eyelid Cream if you order the GenuCell for bags and puffiness under the eyes. And also, if you call now, they'll upgrade to express shipping as well. Here's a number to call, 800-543-6596 for GenuCell. Guaranteed to work. And they even have their GenuCell immediate effects. You'll see results in 12 hours or less, or you get your money back. So if you are, or you know somebody who suffers from bags underneath their eyes and puffiness, and you want to take advantage of getting the also the free droopy eyelid topical that they just rolled out, take advantage of it. Here's the number to call, 800-543-6596 for GenuCell. 800-543-6596. 1-800-543-6596 for GenuCell. Now, I have to apologize to all the people who are on hold right now. Our phones have just been absolutely jammed all morning. But next week, the key to getting into this show and on the air to have your question answered is call in right after the Motorman show. My show begins at 10 o'clock right after the Motorman show. And my goal is to help as many people as I can. Sometimes we get so jammed up with information as we roll on through the hour, we have to get that information out. We appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you tell all your sick friends and co-workers about the show so they can get healthy too. And until we talk the next time, make it a healthy day and a healthy week. You've been listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Be well.
This show furnished by Dr. Robert Martin.